This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-day visit to South Africa to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. This will be Mr. Modi's fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Prime Minister Modi has said that the 20th G20 Leaders Summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues. Mr. Modi said that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on his visit to Johannesburg, the Prime Minister noted that this will be particularly a special summit, as it will be the first G20 summit to be held in Africa. He recalled that the African Union became a member of the G20 during India's presidency in 2023. Thousands of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants are leaving India through various border checkposts in West Bengal since Special Intensive Revision, SIR, has started. Border Security Force is handing over the Bangladeshi nationals to the Border Guard Bangladesh after taking biometrics and completing necessary documentation work. BSF in Hakimpur checkpost informed approximately 1,600 Bangladeshi nationals returned since SIR started in West Bengal. A moderate earthquake jolted Dhaka and several other parts of Bangladesh this morning, prompting residents to rush outdoors in alarm as buildings shook across the capital. The tremor was felt strongly for a few seconds in Dhaka, causing high-rise buildings to sway. According to meteorologist Tariful Nivaz Kabir of the Bangladesh Meteorological Department, the 5.7 magnitude quake struck this morning with its epicenter located in Madhabadi under Narsingdi district. India and Israel signed terms of reference for the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the two countries in Tel Aviv. The terms of reference were signed by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Israel's Economy and Industry Minister Nir Barkat. Speaking on the occasion, Piyush Goyal said that both countries had agreed to begin work on comprehensive FTA, a move aimed at reshaping bilateral trade and investment.
Israel and India have decided to enter into negotiations for a free trade agreement soon after having executed a bilateral investment treaty. And collectively, the bilateral investment treaty and the free trade agreement will open the doors to greater market access, flow of capital, investments and trade, both in goods and services.
In Uttar Pradesh, Special Intensive Revision, SIR, is underway across the state. Talking to Akashvani News Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Navdeep Rinwa, urged voters to complete and submit the counting forms on time. The SIR process is also underway in Varanasi district. District Election Officer Satyendra Kumar stated that in accordance with the Election Commission guidelines, counting forms are being distributed to 3.15 million voters in the district. Faridabad Police has formed a separate Special Investigation Team, SIT, to look into the activities of Al Falah University, several of whose doctors were arrested in connection with the car blast near Red Fort in Delhi. The SIT, consisting of two assistant commissioners of police, an inspector and two sub-inspectors, is preparing a comprehensive report on the university's activities. Secretary West for the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, held a meeting with European External Action Services Secretary General Belen Martinez Carbonell in European Union's headquarters in Brussels. In badminton, Lakshya Sen advanced into the semi-finals of the Australian Open after defeating his compatriot Ayush Shetty by 23-21, 21-11 in the quarter-final match today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.